Let's take a look at some team stats. Thanks, compliments of John Henrietta, the sports editor of the Butler Eagle. He'll be on the Saturday morning Sports Journal very early, 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, keeping Jim Lockheiser and Dan Cunningham straight. And tune in if you can. It's a pretty good show. Central Catholic leads the Tornado in first downs 8-4. Rushing yards, 20 carries, 171 yards for Central in the half. Butler just 20 yards of rushing in the first half. Passing 4 of 6 for 48 yards for Central Catholic, 3 of 6 for 18. Both teams threw a pick in the first half. Total plays, 26 for Central, 219 yards, 24 for 38 for Butler on the yards in the first half. Central penalized 3 times to 20. Butler played a penalty-free first half, but they did turn the football over a couple of times. Thanks to Eddie Montgomery sending in some scores from halftime around the WPIL scores of interest. Knock and Newcastle tied at 10. Mount Lebanon trailing Pine Richland 28-7. North Catholic blowing out Uniontown 56-0 wow. at halftime. Cannon Mack 20, Norwin 5. The Mars Planets all over Fox Chapel at halftime 42-7. And North Allegheny leading Hempfield 42-13, that one at half. Seneca Valley in a non-conference game leading Woodland Hills 10-7 at halftime. Boy, that Seneca Valley defense is going to take them a long way in the Whippeel playoffs.
Right, because you figure, too, is that at the Wolf Arena?
Good question. Is the Seneca Valley game at the Wolf Arena tonight? It's at Seneca Valley.
Oh, okay, because that's a very tough place to play.
It certainly is. It certainly is, so... good luck to Ron Bushley and the Seneca Valley Raiders if they can hold on and knock off Woodland Hills. I'd like to mention, Craig, the tough Tornado Run coming up.
Oh, yes.
Sunday from noon to 4, it's October 21st, sponsored by the Golden Tornado Scholastic Foundation. It's a family fun run and obstacle course for all ages. They pre-register by October 1st, a little late there, but you can still register.
They'll still take you.
They'll still take you. On site the day of the event, ages 5 to 12 is just $20, 13 and older, 25. You know, or you just get in as a family for $55 off the 6 members of
which
a single family, which you would agree with that, wouldn't you?
Oh, I would.
Yeah, there's a basket raffle, food trucks, Star Wars, and other characters will be there. I'll have a 50-50 and lots of vendors. It's benefiting the Kids Weekend Backpack Program, creative teaching grants, and technology, too. It's at Alameda Park. And again, that is on Sunday, October 21st from noon to 4.
You know, and it's a great thing to do. You know, get out there, hopefully the weather will cooperate. And, you know, kind of as a modern-day warrior with like a mean stride, you know, I could really be able to run and open that thing up. And I think a lot of guys could get out there and really enjoy the day.
Tom Sawyer. You know what? That's my favorite band, man. I will never miss a Rush reference.
Well, I had to do it for you, buddy.
I appreciate that. So the Tornado will get the football as we get set for the third quarter. Ron Willison along with Craig Lucas as we get set for the second half.
Let's see what kind of second half adjustments we've made here.
Yes, and the Tornado offense finally got it going, but it was way too late in that first half. And they struggled in that first quarter, especially as John Opalko tease it up at the 40. Butler move right to left as we see it here. We begin the third quarter. It's Zach Slummer's one of the deep backs along with Logan Donnell. They have kicked it almost exclusively right at Zach Slummer's all week, all night long. And he had a good return on the last one. Here's the run up and a kick from Opalko. And again, we'll aim it towards Zach. Takes it at the 6-yard line. He's at the 10. To the near hash, or far hash, gets to the 15, 16-yard line and is thrown back. They may give him the 17-yard line there.
I didn't really get to see what was going on, because I got to tell you, J.R. Harold, he is playing with some good fire and good energy tonight, because he took the man on the coverage team, and he hit him almost where the ball was kicked, and he was getting some good scrapping going on down there.
J.R. Harold with the energetic first half, including an interception. So Butler will start the second half at the 17-yard line. Kyler Callahan back out on offense to run from the quarterback position. I'll have four in the pattern here on first down. And they'll run it. Try the left side. Nowhere to go. He's snowed under. He'll lose a couple of yards back to the 15-yard line. The right side of that Central Catholic line with great penetration.
Boy, he didn't get much of a chance at all.
None at all.
You got to make something happen here. You get the ball right after half. You got to be energized, ready to go. Got to have those five or six plays that are just already mapped out.
Now they face a second down and 12 from the 15-yard line. Callahan with a screen pass, a flanker screen out to Zach Slomers. He takes it in at the 14. We'll run it forward to about the original line of scrimmage back to the 17-yard line. That'll bring up third down.
That was good to get the ball out there, though. Like I said, you got to show these different wrinkles. Third down and nine here.
Anthony DeFalco, credit with that stop. Third down and call it nine. Ball on the near hash. Here comes the left side of a late blitz, and thrown for the sack will be Kyler Callahan back at the 10-yard line as Marco Marchanda came off the right end. And right in there along with Gus Sinceri, he came off the left side. Fourth down and the punting unit out.
Well, Central Catholic Vikings are playing their defensive ends more in an up position here. Maybe one of the adjustments they've made over the half there, realizing they might have a better chance of stopping a run. So they're going more of the upright positioning there.
Dennis Goodwine standing in his end zone. We'll get a punt away. It's a line drive kick. Gavin Thompson will run up and catch it at the 37-yard line. And he's looking for the far sideline. Does get one block, but will go out of bounds, and a flag comes
in. There's a
flag,
yeah.
There's a crackback block, I think.
Yeah. Not a smart play. You don't throw a block whenever the runner's already past you.
A couple of flags came in. So await the official word as they sort this out. Personal foul against Central Catholic, so some sort of crackback block, what have you, on the far sideline. That'll set him back a spot foul from 15 yards from the where the infraction occurred, so it takes it back out to the Butler 45-yard line. And it will be Dom Pietto, junior quarterback, back out there to guide the offense on first down for Central. Going under center on first down, they'll toss it to the tailback, and that is Ed Tillman. Tillman has nowhere to go. Gets stopped right at the line of scrimmage.
Well, you had J.R. Harold rifling through there, getting his arm out there, slowing him down. And that gave the second wave of defenders a chance to make the good stop.
Yeah, Harold and Andrew Klein coming up to make the hit. Second down and 10. I formation for the Vikings on second down. Tillman will get the call. He'll go over left tackle. And he'll have a first down inside the 30, down to the 29-yard line. And you're going to see a steady dive to that guy, I think.
Oh, yeah. And they worked a double team on J.R. Harold that time. You know, both center and guard came out there, whether somebody blew the assignment or figured Tillman would be past the first line of attack for the Tornado. Boy, oh boy, that's tough to defend against. Two big offensive linemen coming out, you like that?
Ball at the 29-yard line of Butler. First down, again, I formation. Tillman dots that I. And he'll get the call. He'll look to his right, escapes one tackler, but not the second wave. He'll get positive yards to the 26, a gain of three.
That's what you got to do. You just got to get some hands on him there, slow him down, you know, hit him, Let your other tacklers come in there. You got to wrap them up.
Second down and seven. Basic eye formation again. Tillman gets the call.
Nice!
Oh, and he fumbled the football. He was stripped of it, but looks like Central Catholic may have recovered. Nope, Butler did.
Nice. Oh, the crowd's going wild.
J.R. Harold with the fumble recovery for the Tornadoes. So he has a pick tonight and now a fumble recovery.
But Panzarella was in there. He broke right through the line, though, and I believe he's the one who put the stick on him there to jar that ball free.
So Butler will take over at the 26-yard line. Ball on the far hash, first down, Tornado. Their second takeaway of the night. Callahan will put Darren Skidmore in motion in the backfield. He wants to throw on first down, steps up into the pocket, looking down the far sideline. Incomplete. The defender had a hand in there. Chris Mertz, the intended receiver. That's good to take a shot downfield, though.
Absolutely. And Callahan did a nice job. You know, he saw the pressure coming up. He stepped up into the pocket there, gave himself some more time, eluded the defenders.
He also, Craig, Mertz had a little separation there.
Mm-hmm.
Just overthrew him.
It would have been nice if we could have connected on that one.
Yeah, he'd have been gone. Second down and 10. They stack it up a power backfield. Callahan with a straight run, and he'll get across the 30 to the 34-yard line. A nice gain on second down.
That's what you got to do. You know, run the old mule train out there.
It was like a power set back there, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Third down and 3. Again, they'll stack it up in the backfield on third down. Callahan will turn and give it off to Chris Murch. And nowhere to go.
Got to run.
Stop right at the 30.
You can't stop with the ball. You have to run. I can't believe they can't see this on film. It's so obvious up here. Got to run with the ball. You cannot stop going to the line. Just because you slow down doesn't mean the defender will.
And they punt the football away as Goodwine out to kick it away. As Gavin Thompson awaits the kick at his 37-yard line. Dennis Goodwine stands at the 16. And he gets a boot away under duress. Thompson will take it at the 38-yard line, and he's at midfield, almost to midfield. He's ankle-tackled at the 48, and Mertz came down to make the stop. So with 6:26 to go here in the third, it's 31-3 Central Catholic. They'll take over at their own 48-yard line. We will be choosing a WRIX Prime player of the game. For a great place to eat this weekend, WRIX Taproom and Grill on the Meridian Road, known for their prime rib.
Oh, brother.
A great selection of beverages there, too. But just a full menu and a great job. Been around a long time now. That's WRIX Taproom and Grill on the Meridian Road. We'll talk about that in the fourth quarter. First and 10 Central at their 48-yard line. They're going to turn and hand it off to Ed Tillman. Tillman will get just a couple of yards, maybe just one, to the 49.
Hard to tell if he lost his footing there. He just didn't seem to have much of an effort getting going there.
Well, he did lose a shoe once tonight. Maybe and his shoes aren't on right or something. Second down and 9.
The infamous shoe trick.
John says he fumbled the football again.
They're getting in his head.
Second down and 9. Tillman gets the call. He wants to get around the left end. And he stopped. He'll go out of bounds. He gained midfield and got out at the Butler 49-yard line, just a gain of a couple. Hunter Crisp, credited with the stop for the tornado.
Came out of his really in the deep secondary position there. The safety came flying up there. Good job making a stop.
Hunter Crisp, one of the seniors on this team. Brings up third down and 7 for Central Catholic. They have it at the Butler 49-yard line. In the shotgun goes Dom Pietro on third down. And he's looking downfield. As a man, it's catch is made. Gavin Thompson, he'll have a first down at the 40, the 35, and thrown out of bounds at the 30-yard line. And that was just a simple pass and catch to the near flat by Gavin Thompson, and he'll get the first down.
That's it. He just, very simple play, but executed very nicely.
Yep, just get the ball in space to one of your better athletes and let them do the rest.
And, we tried to delay blitz there, but their offensive line did a great job holding us out. That's what you have to do. And you give your quarterback time like that, you're going to complete those plays.
First and 10. Handoff will go this time to J.D. Younger. Gets around left end. He's at the 20, 15, the 10. Inside the 5, he'll be tackled at the 3-yard line.
Yeah, some nice cut moves there. Caused our safety just to kind of fall flat right on his wallet.
Well, you've seen 3 or 4 different players running out of that tailback spot for Central, and you see different changes of pace. J.D. Younger had a little giddy up in his step there. First and goal from the 3 for Central Catholic. Gus Sinceri in a quarterback now. And he will run it. Looking for his 3rd touchdown of the night? No, says J.R. Harold. It comes up to make the stop at the 1.
Boy, he's definitely playing inspired. And that's what you got to do. When you get your hands on a guy, you cannot let him go. You just got to bring him down. J.R. Harold did a nice job putting his weight into him and just running him into the turf.
They got it down to the 1-yard line. Sinceri remains in at quarterback. In the shotgun, sidecars to either side of him on second down. Fakes the handoff, looking around left end, puts his leaps in the air and goes into the end zone for a Central Catholic touchdown.
Thought they were going to call a holding there in the end. Looked like our outside linebacker was getting held a little bit there. It kind of really sealed the end off for Central Catholic, but yes, the ref missed that one.
John Opelka on for the point after try. Good snap and hold. The kick is in the air, and Opelka's extra point is good. 4:17 to go in the 3rd. It's now Central 38, Butler 3. This is Tornado Football on 1050 AM at WBUT.com.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurance is accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
Stevenson will kick it away. for the Vikings. And it's a line drive, wobbly kick taken by Slomers. He stops it at the 8. To the 20 he goes. Ooh, had a little bit of a seam. Got tripped up. The ball came free. Or did it? Maybe not. It did not. A nice return by Zach Slomers. Craig just got the football and ran straight forward.
That number 13, though. That's some, or that 43 recovered it.
For Butler?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that was recovered by Justin Cabe.
And a Central Catholic player on the turf. Collision happened right at the 27-yard line. That's where Butler will take over. They help the young man up to his feet. So Gus Sinceri with three touchdown runs. Craig largely in a cameo role here tonight. Mm-hmm. There's kind of the secret weapon comes in and finishes off drives.
Right. Almost like they want to, you know, have him out there you know, because it, maybe things weren't just working or, and, you know, clicking the way they wanted to, so they had to kind of go to, like, the old standby.
So Butler takes over, first down and 10 at the 27. Empty backfield. On first down, they'll hand a foot, fake the football handoff, and that is Kyler Callahan. He'll get out of bounds. A flag will come in.
Couple flags.
Fairly late, at least the one from the back judge. Let's see what the call is. This one may get negated. It was a good run out to the 31-yard line. That's where the flag is.
Yeah, out there is either going to be a holding or a face mask. Yeah.
Personal foul, face mask against Central Catholic. So that'll take it out to the 46-yard line.
Very good.
That's the second face mask call on Central. The first one was a non-personal foul. First down and 10 from the 46. Callahan alone in that backfield on first down. And he'll run. He has some room across midfield. Started to his right, cut it back to his left, very near first down. As it nudges the football across the Central Catholic 45 to the 44, and I think he may have enough.
And that's a, you know, much better aggressive power run, getting upfield first before you start making your cuts.
Clock will continue to roll. It's a 35-point Central Catholic lead. But Butler into Central Catholic territory here. First down and 10. And they'll hand off to Chris Mertz up the middle. He goes. And he has almost enough for a first down. He does it, Craig. I think he drug the pile an extra yard, and that's enough for the Butler first down. Well, it was inside handoff there.
And that was good. I mean, right up the middle is what you got to do. Stay away from that outside stuff. Just get up the field.
10 yards for Chris Mertz on that scamper. Ball at the Central Catholic 34-yard line. Mertz will go in motion from the near side to the far side. Callahan will fake it to him and keep it himself. He'll get around the left end, goes across the 30, down to the 27-yard line, a gain of 7.
Nice job getting upfield. Running and looking. You got to keep that going. You got to keep your eyes going as well as your feet. You stop either of them, you're done.
So at the Central Catholic 27-yard line, first, second down and 3. Callahan will hand a football off to Mertz. He'll have a first down and more. As he gets inside the 25 to the 24-yard line. Just a good, tough run, Craig. And We've mentioned it numerous times now. He just took the football and ran straight forward.
You got to. That's as simple as it sounds.
You got a big offensive line, too, like that. You get up, get behind those big guys.
And the key is not to really deviate from what we're doing now. We got something that's working for us. Keep it going until they stop us. Don't stop ourselves.
They put it down at the 23-yard line.
Might be one of the last plays of the quarter.
It might be. Callahan will hand it off to Mertz. He has some room to the 20. He's at the 16-yard line and goes out of bounds. Does not stop the clock because of the mercy rule. But a nice run again by Chris Mertz. Down to the 16-yard line. That's a first down. Second down. And I think it was a gain of 7. And they may not get another play off. Ran out of time. End of three, 38-3 Central Catholic. Butler on the march. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
The law offices of Dillon McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. They carry a passion for being at the top of their fields and continuously striving to provide their clients with exemplary service. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, Dillon McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham can meet all your legal needs. Call them at 724-283-2200.
The Valley Express Carry Car Wash of Grove City. Drive in, drive out, it's that easy. Check your oil, check your fluids, and get you clean. Fast, friendly service for cars, trucks, and SUVs. Wiper blades or filters, check your tire pressure. Locally owned. Nationally not, no appointment necessary. Valley Express Caring Car Wash of Grove City. Drive in, drive out, it's that easy.
38-3, Central Catholic. We head to the fourth quarter. Butler, though, will have the football at the Central 16-yard line as we begin play. And a second down and 3. As Butler will break huddle. And put wideouts to either side on this second down play as Kyler Callahan will be in the shotgun on J.R. Harrell to his right, Chris Mertz to his right. And it's a keeper. Straight up the middle he goes. Depends on the spot. He did get it across the 15, but I think it'll be short by about a half a yard.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it third down and a long one.
Everyone stay on their block. That's all you got to do.
Callahan will keep it. He'll have a first down. Breaks free. He's at the 10.
Stiff arm.
He's at the 5, and he'll be knocked down at the 3-yard line. A gain of 12.
Got to work to get that stiff arm out there. He did a nice job running the space. He knew he had the first down, and then he did a nice cutback. It's our best field position of the night. Deepest field position.
You are correct. Put it at the 4-yard line.
Now don't get fancy. No stupid penalties. Just finish this.
J.R. Harrell will be in the backfield along with Darren Skidmore and Mertz, the tailback, in a powerhouse set. Chris will get the call. Mertz puts his head down, drives forward, and he'll be knocked down at the 2. Second down and goal.
It was a good push. I thought he was going to squeeze through.
Thought so, too. Actually, I thought he went in. But, nope, knee at the 2-yard line. Again, Butler will stack it up in the backfield. Oh, we had movement.
Come on.
Yep, there was a false start on the tornado. Procedure of the call.
Unbelievable. That is just sloppy, head-in-the-butt play. I mean, that is just, you got to just wake up.
Yep, that's the first penalty of the night for Butler. It came at an inopportune time. Sets the Tornado back 5 yards to the 7.
That's ridiculous. That is just absolutely ridiculous.
Second down and goal from the 7. Callahan in the gun with Mertz to his right. Now hand it off to Mertz. Chris Mertz with a nice hard run. Drags a tackler with him inside the 5. Down to the 2 again.
Way to fight back.
Makes it third down and goal from the 2. Butler trying to dent the end zone for the first time since the Mount Lebanon game in week 3. Third and goal from the 3. Callahan with quarterback keeper. Drives to his right. He's into the end zone for a Butler touchdown.
Oh, and when the referee raised his hand, I think everybody was saying hallelujah. He was he's putting his hands up to say hallelujah. Thank goodness.
So a 2-yard touchdown run for a 3-yard touchdown run for Kyler Callahan. At the 8:35 mark of the fourth quarter. Emery Dothan on for the point after try. And the extra point is good. So at 8:35 of the fourth, it's now Central 38, Butler 10. This is Tornado Football on 1050 AM and WBET.com.
Make it Agway all the time. It's Agway.
The Butler Agway Route 68 just west of Butler reminds you it's time to seed and feed. If you want a beautiful lawn in the spring, you got to do the work now. Pick up bags of fertilizer, lime, and don't forget the grass seed. Browse the pumpkins, gourds, and mums with huge varieties ready to decorate. USA Pet Foods, always. And order your wild bird feed by October 15th for pickup October 31st. Sauerkraut crocks in every size, baskets, greeting cards, everything outdoors. Count on Butler Agway for seed, feed, and everything you'll need.
Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers is committed to the community, and that includes Dr. Josh Szabo.
As team physician for the Butler Golden Tornado, I treat injured athletes so that they can get back to what they do best, making a difference on the field. I take a similar approach each day at Tri-Rivers, where I specialize in orthopedic sports medicine and perform shoulder, elbow, and knee surgeries. Whether I'm in the operating room or at the office, patients are my number one priority. The same can be said for all Tri-Rivers physicians. For more information, visit our website, tririversmsk.com, or call 1-866-874-7483.
Back at Butler High School, 38-10 Central Catholic, and the ensuing kickoff was another squib kick. Central will take over in great field position at their own 42-yard line.
But that up man paid for that. He got his helmet knocked off. That's a way to punish them. You know, you may not win on the scoreboard, but you gotta let them know who they played here tonight.
Let's see who they trot out there on offense to run. Then it's Alex Arledge at quarterback now for Central Catholic. So this is, I believe, the fourth quarterback of the night. Oh, Dontre Jones, I'm sorry. On first down, they hand a football off to J.D. Younger, and he'll have a first down across midfield and tackled at the Butler 49-yard line.
Yeah, Andrew Klein did a nice job, you know, stringing it out there, working hard, trying to keep up with him. Younger is a fast runner. We're going to see him for the next couple years.
Now they spot the football right at midfield, a gain of 8. Second down and 2. Central will take their time, get plays off here, and allow the clock to run. Younger gets the call again. He'll have a first down and more. Into Butler territory he goes, down to the 40-yard line.
It's good to see that clock not running now that the mercy rule is done.
Right, yep.
Just a very brief period for the mercy rule. Shortest mercy rule extension that we've seen.
I think so. I know so. I don't think we reversed it at all.
No.
First down and 10 from the 40 now for Central Catholic. Younger will get the call again. Actually, Vishon Penix with the carry. And he's taken out of bounds at the 30 by Dennis Goodwine, but that may be enough. It is enough for a Central first down, a gain of 10. Actually, a gain of 11 down to the 29.
Well, it's great to see Goodwine, you know, getting out of his interior line position to get all the way to the sideline to push a guy out of bounds. You know, that's showing good athleticism and, you know, persistence on the play.
Dennis Goodwine, just a junior. We'll see him again next year. Penix again with the call. And he's inside the 25 down to the 22-yard line. Gain of 7 as he's chunking off yards, and timeout will be taken by Butler. I like it. I think the defensive coach not real happy with how things are going.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't want to be giving up those big chunks of yards like that. You know, and they know they're hitting that right side of our defense, or their right side of the offense, left side of our defense here. You know, three straight plays, and they're cracking off, you know, 6, 7, 8 yards each time.
In the fourth quarter, Seneca Valley up by 10 now on Woodland Hills. Non-conference game there. The Knock Knights, with a minute 37 left in the game, lead Newcastle 24-21. That's a big game for Knock. They're in the playoff picture. They need to win. 32-yard field goal gave them that lead. Thanks to Eddie Montgomery for those scores. Here we have a 38-10 Central Catholic lead. 5:38 to go in the fourth. The Vikings on the march. Their fifth play of this drive. They're at the Butler 20-yard line. Second down and 1. And with the call is Vasan Penix, and he'll have a first down as he just simply goes around right end inside the 15 to the 14-yard line, again is 6. Kate Gratzmiller, the senior, credited with the stop for Butler.
You know, they haven't tried going left here at all. They've run right each time. Interesting to see if they try to come over here, try to bait Butler in.
On the right hash, they'll hand it off. And that's J.D. Younger, I believe. Well, the Vasan Penix again with the carry inside the 10. Down to the 9-yard line, and a Central Catholic player on the turf. Official timeout. Third quarter in North Allegheny, Oliver Hempfield, 49-13. That's where we head next week. It's about a 3.5-hour drive. I think the Hempfield Craig will leave on Thursday.
That might be a good call. You would stop at Altoona on our way home.
Check out the trains.
At least that's what it feels like.
Yeah, yeah. I know, right? But at Hempfield next week for the Tornado. And then they wrap up the regular season here on October 26th against the Big Macs of Canada McMillan. That'll be the end of the regular season as they tend to the player out on the field. Central Catholic to help him to his feet. And he'll be helped off the field onto the Central Catholic sideline. But the Vikings threatening here again down at the Butler 9-yard line with a second down and 5. W. Rick Tapperman Grill Prime Player of the Game. I already know who I'm going to
Oh, I think it's a no question.
Yeah. We got to think of the same person. We'll find out here. Second down and 5. And the handoff up the middle goes Vasan Penix. And he's inside the 5 down to the 4. Gain of 5, and that's a first down. So a fresh set of downs for the Vikings. First and goal from the 4.
Just over 3.5 minutes left to go.
And it looks like another quarterback in there running the offense for the Vikings. And they'll hand the football off to Vasan Penix, and he will run it in for a Central Catholic touchdown.
They ran to the right every time. Their right, our left.
So Central Catholic stretches that lead back out. Point after the comments now 44-10. They capped off a 9-play drive that began at the Central Catholic's 42-yard line. Vanderlei Stevenson on for the point after try. And a procedure call against Central Catholic will make the extra point a little bit longer. So it will now be a 25-yard extra point try. And plenty of leg. And the extra point is good. 3:23 to go here in the fourth. It's now Seneca Valley, or excuse me, I'm looking at a Seneca Valley score.
It's okay.
Central Catholic 45, Butler 10. Take a timeout. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM at WBET.com.
Every team plays better when they're at home. And when it comes to choosing a personal injury attorney, having a home field advantage matters. I'm attorney Ray Conlon, and at Conlon Tarker, we believe the attorneys have a duty to not only their clients, but to the communities that they serve. That's why we are proud supporters of our local sports teams. And that's why we work tirelessly to fight for you. If you've been involved in a work accident, personal injury, car accident, or workers' compensation matter, there's a reason they call it home field advantage. Learn more at ConlonTarker.com. Conlon Tarker, we fight for you.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
45-10 Central Catholic, the kick in the air. And it bounces away from Zach Slumbers. He'll pick it up at the 7. The 10-15 tripped up there. Gets out to the 17-yard line. And that's where Butler's offense will begin this drive.
That looks like Presco's going to come in here and take over the helm.
Yeah, he Brian did not have a good first quarter.
It's a shame. You know, when, hopefully we can give him some time here, let him set up. I'd love to see him air the ball out.
Here, watch him in warm-ups, and he was putting it on the money, 45 yards. First down. They do a quick snap play action. There's the deep ball, and it is incomplete, intended for Zach Slomers. As Presco was put down on the turf right as he let that football go.
You got Cornerby in there now at center. They're trying him out there a little bit there.
Clock moving, 2:20 to go here in the game. 45-10 Central Catholic. Slumbers in motion. He'll get the football. Zach Slumbers on the sweep to the left. He's at the 20, 23-yard line. A nice gain. It'll make a more manageable third down out to the 23.
And that gives, you know, Presco a chance to have a little bit of confidence whenever the team's, you know, rolling under his tutelage there.
Tutelage. Third down and four.
The only thing I don't like is there's no sense of urgency. Yes, you're down by 35 points, but just run plays.
High snap, it's a keeper. And he'll have nowhere to go as Vinny Tesseri came up to just stop everything, throwing Presco down back to the 15-yard line.
Mm. That's a big loss there.
Fourth down and long. And we're just going to kick it away. Yeah, with the clock moving under a minute, probably not a bad idea. Mm-hmm. Goodwine with an end-over-end kick taken by Central Catholic's Kenneth Blake. Blake at the 40, just trying to stay in bounds, and he'll take it down to the Butler 36.
With 20 seconds left. I don't think they're going to need to do much.
Nope, I think that will be it. That will indeed be it. The final score, 45-10, Central Catholic. Field goal by Emery Douthit. Touchdown run by Kyler Callahan. The points for the Tornado here tonight. It was Gus Sinceri with three touchdowns for Central Catholic to lead the way. And our W. Rick's Taproom and Grill Prime Player of the Game, we're going to go with J.R. Harold. I think that's, without saying, Craig, he had a great night, an interception and a fumble recovery.
Oh,
and he was all over the field.
He was. He showed great leadership, you know, anytime he was out there. No matter where he was playing, you know, he was fired up. He led by example tonight.
So congratulations to J.R. Harold, our WRX Prime Player of the Game. Prime rib this weekend. You can get it every day. WRX Taproom and Grill on the Meridian Road. Stop out this weekend. Get yourself a nice dinner. Thanks to Rick and Talbot for being a sponsor of the WRX Prime Player of the Game. So Central Catholic with the 45-10 win. The Vikings moved to 4-2 in the Quad County and 6-2 overall. Butler 0-5 and 0-8 up next for Central Catholic. They will be, as I look at my trusty schedule, at Cannon McMillan next week, while the Tornado will be at Hempfield. We'll have the game for you next Friday night. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff next Friday at Hempfield. Craig, just a rough start, not the start the Butler wanted here tonight against Central Catholic, not something we've seen during the home games this year.
No, they definitely seemed a bit out of sync there. Central Catholic put good pressure on up front to start with, kind of disrupted things, and, you know, you only have four offensive plays, and next thing you know, you're down, you know, by 10 points.
Yep, that's what happened. Just got behind the eight ball and never really recovered. So, Craig, thank you very much. I appreciate your time and effort and energy.
Oh, glad to be here, Ron.
Thanks to Anthony Willison, my son back at the station. Stay tuned. We have the Trib Live, Trib High School Sports Network scoreboard show coming up next here on WBUT. And, of course, WBUT.com. For Craig and for Anthony, I'm Ron Willison saying so long. Everyone have a good weekend.